The Midrash tells us in this week's Parsha, Kol Talmud Chacham She'ein Bo Das, that any Talmud Chacham who lacks Das, who lacks wisdom, Nevela Tova Heimenu. In animals, Nevela's carcass is better than he. Teda Lecha Shekein. Know that this is so. Tzeu Lamad Mi Moshe. Go and learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Avia Chochma, the father of wisdom. Avia Neviim, the father of prophets. Shehotzi Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, who took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Val Yodo Nasu Kamanisim mi Mitzrayim, and through whom numerous miracles were performed in Mitzrayim, Vinorol Sal Yamsuf, and awe-inspiring acts were done at the Yamsuf, Va'olo Lishmei Marom, and who went up to the higher worlds, Vahorid Torah min Hashemayim, and brought Torah from Shemayim, from the heaven, v'nis'asek b'melechas ha-mishkan, and involved himself with the building of the Mishkan, v'lo nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, and yet he did not enter the innermost chamber of the Mishkan, at shekaralo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him, sh'ne'emar, as it says in the opening pasuk of our parsha, Vayikra el Moshe Vayidaber, and he called, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called to Moshe, he called to Moshe, and then God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke to him. The Nosei Kelim, the Mefarshim, the commentaries on this Medrash comes and tells us, Sheroi Leos Derech Eretz Umusar B'Talmud Chacham, that it's fit for a Talmud Chacham to show, to exhibit Derech Eretz and Musar V'lo Sogile B'Talmud Torah, and it's not sufficient enough to have Talmud Torah. Toha Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehoya Godol HaChachom V'Hanaviyim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Godol, he was the wisest of all men and the greatest of all prophets, Hutzrich Lihizor Gam B'Derech Eretz, he also needed to be aware, to appreciate Derech Eretz, that he doesn't just go into a room only once he is called and spoken to, then he comes and he speaks with Hashem. And that is the idea that the Midrash is trying to convey, that kol Talmud Chacham, any Talmud Chacham, she'ein bo das, that doesn't have das, that doesn't have Derech Eretz, nevela tova himenu, ultimately, he's worthless. But the question that we have to ask, and Rav Eli Baruch Finkel asks this question in a beautiful way, why is it that the Midrash uses the word das? Kol Talmud Chacham she'ein bo das. Any Talmud Chacham that doesn't have das, that doesn't have intellect, we're not talking about intellect or wisdom. We're talking about Derech Eretz. Those are two totally different ideas. One is Derech Eretz, how we conduct ourselves, how we act as people, how we integrate into society. And then there's Das, intellect, wisdom. A person could lock himself in a room and sit and learn, and that's intellect. But that's not what the Medrash is trying to convey. The Medrash is trying to convey that any Talmud Chacham that doesn't exhibit Derech Eretz, that's a person whose carcass is better than he. And yet the Medrash doesn't use the word Derech Eretz. The Medrash doesn't say Kol Tamei Chacham She'ein Bo Derech Eretz Nevela Tova Yimenu. It says Kol Tamei Chacham She'ein Bo Das, who doesn't have Das. So that is a person who's Nevela Tova Yimenu. So why is it that the Medrash doesn't use the word Derech Eretz to tell us that indeed we are referring to Derech Eretz, but instead uses the word Das? Very difficult to understand, and we have to try to understand it as we go through the night. Speaking about the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, the Torah tells us, Vayikra el Moshe, and he called to Moshe. Though it's very interesting, if you open up a Sefer Torah, or perhaps any Chumash, you'll notice that the word is spelt like any other word in the Torah, Vav Yud Kuf Resh, and then when you get to the last letter of this word, it's a small Aleph, an Aleph Zeira. And the Baal HaTorim comes and tells us the explanation why it's a small Aleph. The Vayikra Ze'ira, that the Aleph in the word Vayikra is small, Shemoshe lo rotzo lichtov, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not desire to write only the word Vayikar. Kederach Shenamar, as it says by Bilam, Ki'ilu lo nikra lo Hashem, as if to say that Hashem did not call to Moshe, but rather he stumbled upon Moshe. He randomly bumped into Moshe. Va'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lichtov gam ba'alef. No, I want you to write it not Vayikar, but Vayikra. And he called. But ultimately, they went back and forth. And the pshara, the compromise, was that indeed Moshe Rabbeinu would acquiesce to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he wouldn't write it fully. He would write it with a small aleph, as if to compromise. I'm willing to write the word Vayikra, but for those that can't see so clearly, it looks like the word Vayikar, that he stumbled upon Moshe Rabbeinu. The question that I have is, what was so wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu's request? Let me explain. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deos, HaDerech HaYishara, that the righteous way is to act b'mida beinonis, to always go middle of the road. Shebechol deya v'deya, mikol ha-deya sh'yesh l'adam, a person, the way he should conduct himself, is always in the middle of the road. Not too much to the left, not too much to the right, but always stay b'derech beinoni. However, then the Rambam continues and he tells us in Perek Sheni and Hilchos Deos, v'yesh deos, there are deos, character traits, sh'asur l'adam, that he should not act the way that an average person acts. He should go to an opposite extreme. What is that? It's to be haughty. That a person shouldn't simply act with humility. He should act exceedingly humble. He should act with great humility. He should have a low spirit. And therefore, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Anav Ma'od. It doesn't simply say Anav, but refers to Moshe Rabbeinu as an Anav Ma'od. We see from here that to act with great humility is a virtuous, is a noble characteristic of a person. So why wouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquiesce to Moshe Rabbeinu's demand and allow him to write the word Vayikar? So now every single Jew that's going to go and read this parsha, they're going to know that if Moshe Rabbeinu acts with humility, so should we. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu insist that he write the word Vayikra and not Vayikar, especially since we know that this is the one midah that a person shouldn't act b'derech beinoni, but rather he should go to an opposite extreme. A person shouldn't simply be humble, but rather he should be exceedingly humble. He should act with great humility. And therefore, it would seem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would agree to Moshe Rabbeinu's request and allow him to write the word Vayikar as he had wanted. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was insistent that he write the word Vayikra. Why? And our third and final question is, we all know that this week is Parshas Zachor. And the Torah tells us, Zachor Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek B'derech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. And Rashi comes and tells us, remember what Amalek did to you, Im Shikarta, if you were untruthful, if you were a liar, B'midos Mishkolos, about measures and about weights, Have a doeg, be worried, migeroi ha'oyev, about provoking the enemy, as it says, mi'ozne mirma to'avas Hashem, dishonest scales are a to'eva, an abomination to Hashem. And immediately after, it's written, ba zadon v'yavo kalon, iniquity comes and humiliation comes. So we see the juxtaposition of ideas between Midos and Mishkalos, between weights and measures, and the idea of Zachoris Asher Asolacha Amalek, the idea of remembering what Amalek had done to Klal Yisrael. Rav Schwab read the Rashi, but he wants to understand a little bit further the exact connection between the parsha of weights and measures and Milchemes Amalek. Meaning to say, granted, it's important to keep the measures and the weights, but there are many averos that people do, that people engage in, that perhaps are even worse than Midos and Mishkalos, and yet we don't find a result is Milchemes Amalek. So what really is the core connection between Midos and Mishkalos and Mechias Amalek, or Zechiras Amalek? So he explains that Midos and Mishkalot, that weights and measures, are Midas Hadin. She'ein makom lazuz afilu kichut hasa'ara. That for a person to be scrupulous, to be careful, to be exact, it means that you can't deviate even a little bit. Weights and measurements, to be honest and faithful, to act with integrity in business, means that it has to be Midas Hadin by the letter of the law. To skim off a penny here, a penny there, means that you're not Ehrlich, you're not righteous. You're lacking in your basic integrity. Shehare b'mashehu kvar, even a little bit, who goes el eschavero o harabim, you're stealing from your friend or from the masses, from the tzibor, from the community. And that is Amalek. After all, Amalek tried to disturb us, tried to weaken our relationship with Hashem, tried to make it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't what we had thought He was. In other words, the antithesis of Amalek, or remembering what Amalek had done, essentially that mitzvah is the mitzvah of emunah b'Hashem. When we remember Amalek, what we're supposed to be thinking is that we are not going to give in to the mindset, to the outlook, to the hashkafa of Amalek. Amalek doesn't want us to believe. We remember what he did. We will ensure that us and future generations will continue to believe in Hashem. In other words, writes Reb Schwab, the mitzvah of emunah b'Hashem as well is inyan midas hadin, is an idea that it has to be exact. To deny Hashem even a little bit means that you are totally denying the authenticity of Hashem. And that means chas v'shalom, if a person even a little bit questions Hashem's authenticity, he's a kofer. Says Reb Schwab, if a person is not careful in his midos and mishkalos, if he's not careful in business, even a little bit, a mashu, he's a gazlan. And so too, a person who isn't careful in his hashkafas, in his outlook, in his ability to understand that this is Hashem's world, even a little bit, this is a person who's considered a kofer. And mida keneged mida, if you don't believe in Hashem, you'll have to fight the battle yourself. Because unlike the battle of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, when they were chasing after us, where the Torah says, Hashem yilachem lachem, v'atem techarishun, Hashem will fight this battle, you stay quiet. That's because we believed in Hashem, v'yitzhaku el Hashem. But when it comes to Milchemes Amalek, if we're not careful in our integrity and business, so what will happen is we won't have integrity in how we relate to Hashem. We won't be careful. We won't be exact. And ultimately, we'll have to remember what Amalek had done to us. We won't fight this battle. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's saying, you don't believe in me, you're on your own. But the midah of belief, of emunah b'Hashem, is a midah that has to be exact, that has to be precise. There can't be any ambiguity at all. And that is precisely, I believe, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was insistent in Moshe Rabbeinu writing the word Vayikra, not Vayikar. Let me explain. The word Vayikar is Belashon Mikra, a haphazard, random event. To suggest that something is random is to not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we believe that everything and anything that happens in our lives is exact, is specific. There is Hashkacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that this is supposed to happen. To suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stumbled upon Moshe is not a Torah idea, but rather is a Gentile one.
the Gentile nation, they believe in mikre, in random, in haphazard events. The midah of Amalek, as the Torah tells us, in the second pasuk in Parsha Zohar, Asher Karcha Baderech, that he happened upon you on the way. What does that mean, he happened upon you? It means Balashon Mikra, that the Mahus, the essence of Amalek, is Asher Karcha, comes from the word Mikra, an event, a random event. Amalek's entire life and their Ashkavas Achayim is Bederech Mikra, is random. Nothing is divine. There isn't Hashkachas Hashem in this world. And that really is the story of Purim. To Haman, there wasn't anything that had happened where he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved. Megillah tells us that Haman had told his wife, Vayisaper Haman, the Zeresh Ishto, as Kalashir Karo, all that had happened to him. Karo, from the word Mikra. That's not a Jewish thought. That's an alien thought. That's a Gentile thought. That's the Midah of Amalek. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, of course, the Midah of humility, of Anivus, is very noble, very virtuous. But not when it comes to writing the word Vayikar. Because Vayikar indicates Bilashon Bederech Mikra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stumbled upon Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not a Jewish thought. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to write the word Vayikra. Because someone might think when they open up the pasuk and they see Vayikar El Moshe, that it was a random event. And I know, of course, you want to have great humility. But Klal Yisrael has to know that it's Vayikra El Moshe, not Bilashon Mikra, but rather Vayikra. And he called, actively called, knowingly called to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is how we are supposed to understand the Medrash. The Torah tells us, it uses the word Vayikra El Moshe. And from here we learn Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to act as a mensch, that he didn't come in until he was called and then Hashem spoke to him. We ask the question, but wait a second. So why does the Medrash use the word Kol Tamachokom Shein Bo Das? Who doesn't have any intellect? Doesn't have any wisdom? Just use the word Shein Bo Derech Eretz. So I want to read this Medrash a little bit differently. What the Medrash is telling us is any Talmud Chacham that doesn't have Das, any Talmud Chacham who simply learns but doesn't have the right hashkafa, his das is misbalbel, his das, his knowledge, his wisdom is corrupt. He's learning for intellectual purposes, but he doesn't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. An animal carcass is better than he. And know that this is so. Because go learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Avi HaChokhmah, the Avi HaNeviim, who took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and through him, many miracles had taken place. He went up, received the Torah from Shemayim, and he was involved in building the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most accomplished Jew ever to live. And yet, Velo Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, he didn't enter the innermost chamber of the Mishkan until Hashem called him, Shenemar, as it says, Vayikra El Moshe. In other words, ultimately, says the Medrash, that's Das. That's intellect. That's wisdom. This is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu understood that at the end of the day, a Talmud Chacham who doesn't live his life with the words of Ayikra, it's for naught. What's good having Torah knowledge if your hashkafas are krum, if your outlook on life is distorted, if you don't see the Yad Hashem in every aspect of the world? If you think that there's no hashkacha pratis, you can be the Velz Talmud Chacham. You can know Kol HaTorah Kula. But if you don't live with the hashkavas HaTorah, then it's meaningless, it's worthless. Then you're worse than an animal carcass. A nevelas tova himenu. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have das. If he doesn't realize Vayikra El Moshe, he's worthless. Interestingly, there's a sefer, it's called Iskei Hashar. It's a sefer that was written essentially by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, but it's a Shar El Chanan, Kobetz Ma'amarim. It's a sefer that was written explaining or going into great detail in a sefer Kobetz Ma'amarim. And he explains, "Em yisabe l'masha Torah asraso." If a person desires that which the Torah asers, yifrots bekfira kadesh yachol l'mleos taivaso. So you can be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, but you can use the Torah in your own agendas to be l'mleos taivaso. We found this by Korach. Shemitoch shelo nivchar l'nisios, because he wasn't chosen to a position of prominence, nivka v'kas al Moshe. He was upset at Moshe. Ukidei lehisnakem l'natzeach l'Moshe Rabbeinu, to take revenge and to argue on Moshe, hiskel b'kfira. So he began with denying Hashem's authenticity. Ukvar matza tainus gonchut echad cheles, started questioning Torah. Kibamakom shehamidos rose paulos, in a place where there is bad midos, kvar hadas holeches umishtabeshes lefi rotzon hamidos. If a person has krum hashkafas, so his das is pulled as well away. A person has midos rose, and that as well can help us understand why he used the lashon das and not midos tovos. Because if a person has terrible midos, his das, his mind, his ashkafos become distorted as well. His taivos are pulling him away from what's true and what's right. And he can come and distort the entire Torah. And that's pshat why it says the word das. So das and derech eretz. One pshat that we said is that we're reading this medrash to understand that it's referring to the hashkafas, the das of a person. He can be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, but if he doesn't have das, the hashkafas Hashem, he's worse than an animal carcass. And we see from Moshe Rabbeinu that however great he was, he still recognized and realized he had to wait to be called in by Hashem, Vayikra El Moshe. And that is exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow him to write Vayikar, however great humility is. It's a virtuous characteristic. But not in the context of teaching proper hashkafas HaTorah. And just as midos and mishkalos have to be exact and precise, weights and measures we have to be so careful and diligent with and exact. And if not, if we deviate even a little bit, we're a gazlan, we're stealing. So too that is as well by Emunah Bahashem. Emunah Bahashem, we have to be exact. Kechut ha-sa'ara. We can't deviate even a little bit. A little olive here, a little olive there. It doesn't make a difference. Mirtz Hashem, as we are in the month of Adar, in the months of Nisan, we were able to experience the Yad Hashem in a very profound way, a very meaningful way. We should be zoche to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad, His hand again, that we should ultimately be taken out of this galus and rebuild the third and final Beis HaMikdash. Have a good night.